Listen to me. This Hebrew Roots movement is way more dangerous than you think. They teach that we as Christians should be sacrificing animal sacrifices, and the only reason we're not doing it is because the temple doesn't exist. But that we should go offer it once the temple's back at some point. Now go to Exodus 20. Let me just show you how ridiculous this is. Exodus 20. Oh, by the way, this is in the Torah. Exodus chapter 20. And here's the thing about this. You have to think to yourself, what time period is Exodus 20 being given? Let me just get you in the context here. Children of Israel have just come out of the land of Egypt, okay? They've taken 40 days to get to Mount Sinai, okay? They get to Mount Sinai, God's giving the law to Moses. Now, in this very same book of Moses, Exodus, in just a couple chapters, virtually at the same time chapter 20 is being given, he's going to give them the instructions for building the tabernacle in the same breath, practically. I mean, the same, you know, Moses up on the mount, he's getting these teachings. Same event, same trip to the mount. He gets Exodus 20 and he gets the instructions for building the tabernacle. Look what it says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 24. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me. Now, an altar of earth means an altar of dirt. That's what we would say in modern vernacular. Earth means dirt. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thine oxen. In all places where I record my name, I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee. And if thou wilt make me an altar of stone, thou shalt not build of it of hewn stone. For if thou lift up thy tool upon it, thou hast polluted it. Neither shalt thou go up by steps unto mine altar, that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon. So he's real clear here that the preferable altar, the preferred altar that he wants them to build is an altar of dirt. Build it of dirt. But he says, if you want to make it of stones, maybe, you know, you live in Arizona or something, and you can't dig out much dirt very well. But he says, hey, if you're going to make it of stones, use whole stones. Don't carve the stones. Don't make this little brick, nice, pretty altar. Pile of stones is the altar. Pile of dirt is the altar. Is that not what the Bible says? Now, a little later, same book, he tells them to build a big brass altar that goes in the tabernacle. But the personal altars that they build are to be of earth or of whole stones. And look, you say, yeah, but the temple, blah, blah, blah. Show me in the Bible. I'm showing you in the Bible where you can also build it in all places where God records his name. All places, as long as it's in the name of the Lord, you can build this altar and worship the Lord. In all places. Is that not what it says? I mean, I don't know how else to interpret this. In all places where I record my name. And even if you say, well, where he records his name. Do you record his name in Jerusalem? Yeah. You know, you record his name in Bethel? Yeah. Do you record his name in Shiloh? Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of places that you record his name. So, by any way you slice it, folks, they should be offering the sacrifices that God commanded them to offer if they think they're in the Old Testament, which we don't. We're in the New Testament. We just look to Christ. But they should be offering these sacrifices. Now, even just to prove to you beyond any shadow of a doubt, you don't have to turn there for sake of time, but in 1 Kings chapter 19, maybe it's 18, 18, 1 Kings 18, where Elijah faces off with the prophets of Baal, yeah. And God has him build an altar. God tells him to build the altar, and the temple is already there. So why isn't he at the temple? Remember, you can only bring sacrifices to the temple. Okay, well then why is Elijah building an altar? How does he build it? Piles up stones. And then God blesses it. God brings fire down and consumes the sacrifice. And everybody, I mean, it's one of the most famous Bible stories in the history of the whole Bible. In Sunday school, when Elijah calls down fire from heaven, right? I mean, everybody knows that story. How did he do it? On an altar that he built, according to Exodus 20. So how can you say we must be in the temple that God never told us to build, or else we're just going to ignore half the Torah instead? We don't ignore half the Torah because we look at that half the Torah and say, yeah, this is all pointing to Jesus. Amen. These are all prophecies of Jesus being that burnt offering, right. That sacrifice for sins of mankind, the propitiation upon the altar for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. So that's an important doctrine. And you say, well, why is that important, Pastor? And I flip back over to 2 Samuel. Why is that important? Because, Pastor Anderson, you're just criticizing the Jews. You're just an anti-Semitic guy that just gets up and just preaches against Jews and they're God's people and all. You know what? I'll tell you why it's important. Because we got a bunch of people running around right here, this Hebrew Roots movement, that have crept in unawares with damnable heresies, even denying the name of Jesus himself and trying to change the name of Jesus to Joshua. Okay, when we go by the New Testament, which is written in Greek, so it's Jesus, not Joshua. We call it, you know, or Yahashua, or however they want to pronounce it. Yeshua, Yahshua. But I'm saying, you know, we would say Joshua, right? I mean, if you wanted to do the Old Testament version, it's Joshua. But can somebody show me where this book ever calls him Joshua? Calls him Jesus. Okay, yeah, the whole Yahweh thing, exactly. So we have this group that comes in with this, and here they're talking about how we are going to build that temple and have animal sacrifices once again. Now, not all branches of it, but a lot of these branches of it. Be careful who you're listening to on the internet.